When Frank bought a plane, he needed a hangar in which to park it. Soon the plane wasn't the only thing in the building. In fact, visitors still come here to see that plane and much, much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Frank Phillips hit an oil gusher near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. Today, ConocoPhillips is the company he helped build. Many visitors to northeast Oklahoma visit Phillips' Willow Rock Ranch home.
10,000 square feet, 9 bedrooms, 9 baths. It is as unique a lodge home as you will ever walk into.
Bob Frazier shares the story from the Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve. The inside of the lodge is full of unique taxidermy.
Mr. Phillips was not a hunter. Most of those animals lived and died out on the ranch. But you'll see anything from deer to elephant to giraffe to camels.
The Phillips and his company used the ranch as a place to host guests.
Between the years of 1925 and 1948, the year of Mrs. Phillips' death, they entertained somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 people at that lodge.
But some items he acquired were simply too large to fit in the lodge.
He sponsored a plane in 1928 that won the Dole Pineapple Race from San Francisco to Hawaii. He brought it back, had to have a place to put it, so he had his guys go up on the hill and build a stone hangar.
Soon, Mr. Phillips was running out of room for the plane and the hangar.
He continued to buy more Southwest art, Navajo rugs. Friends bought him more and more of it, and he had more than he could fit into his lodge, and so he started putting it up there in the hangar. He was running out of room, so he added on to the hangar, and he kept pushing that airplane further back. Before long, he woke up, and he had a full-fledged museum up there.
What resulted was a 50,000-square-foot museum. That facility, the lodge, and wildlife preserve are all a part of the legacy of Mr. Phillips that can be seen by those who visit the ranch today. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.